This episode of the Vision Board Podcast is brought to you by Onnit. Why Onnit, you ask? Well, here's a word from Onnit's founder and CEO, Aubrey Marcus.
You know, Onnit is the company that has the tools to improve your performance. And in whatever area that you're looking for, we have something to do it. You know, it's like going to it's the Home Depot of house repair, but instead of house repair, it's body and mind repair. You know, and it's body and mind performance enhancement. It's going to that body shop and figuring out what tools that you can apply to help make your life better.
At the Vision Board Podcast, we only promote supplements that we use ourselves, and we only use the best. To give you insights, here's Johnny.
Yeah, guys, my two favorites that I take, one, Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain really helps improve mental focus and memory, and the second one I really swear by is Shroom Tech. Shroom Tech is designed to help your body with energy and cardiovascular endurance. What's your favorite, Tristan?
Johnny, the two that I love is the Warrior Buffalo Bars. I find these delicious snacks, and they're also perfect for when I'm on the road and also on the run. Also, I love the Dolce Whey. They're grass-fed whey protein isolate, perfect for my smoothies and also my post-workout shakes. Now, guys, check out the range at www.onnit.com, and please use code word VISIONBOARD for 10% off at checkout. Now, guys, enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And now, listen in as Tristan and Johnny bring it all to the table on the Vision Board Podcast.
Guys, welcome back. It's episode 98 of the Vision Board Podcast. I'm Tristan Cannell. Alongside me, Johnny Stoffgold.
What's up, everyone? This is your newly released Friday
wrap-up. How's your week been, brother?
It's been good, man. This week for me was... You know, we could do it a day-by-day thing or a week-by-week, but the week before was really tough. I just felt drained.
Yeah.
This week, though, was really good, man. I think things are starting to line up. And, you know, I got in the tank. I got two massages. So I think it was a lot more – for the first time in a long time, I put a lot more emphasis on me recovering.
Yeah.
So I really felt the benefits of, like, that work I put in.
That's cool. I went to boxing today. I got punched in the face.
Yeah, dude. You're a savage, man. You've been boxing a lot. I noticed the back is getting more cut. You're definitely dropping your body fat.
Yeah, it's dropped a little bit.
What are the rounds you're doing?
65 kilos. So I still make me do enormous rounds at the moment. It's like six-minute rounds. It's
really, 6 minute rounds.
I work on my cardio. My cardio is terrible.
So you're going 6 minute rounds?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
He's 120 kilos.
With full boy? Like all
He doesn't go full boy.
But like you're I'm probably. Are you meant to hit him or are you meant to move?
Yeah, I'm probably about 70%.
Yeah.
And he's probably at about 40 or
so. Is he just looking to counter you? Or is he attacking
you?
He's
got to be careful because if he hits me 100%, he's 120 kilos. He'll probably kill me.
Yeah. But are you going headshots or all body?
Oh, yeah. Headshots, body shots, both of us.
Yeah. So what's your footwear like?
It's good. That's probably my strength, but it's something that he's trying to get me away from.
He doesn't want you to move.
He wants me to fight on the inside because my arms are too short.
He wants you to fight on it. Says the heavyweight. Yeah. The dude's 120 kilos. Yeah, so
anyway, back to the good stuff. We had some great episodes, Johnny, this week with Gunnar and with Tiger Lily. Dara was both very, very different.
Very, very different
cool,
genres.
A lot to the table. And we got some great talking points over the next few minutes to talk about.
Yeah, with Gunnar Peterson, I actually took a take-home point that, you know, maybe I learned from him that he wasn't aware of, but it was the fact that, so with my clients this week, I just really wanted to focus on that energy I brought with each session. You know, the energy you bring at 4 p.m. and 8 a.m. should be the same. Your clients are paying the same.
Yeah.
So that was something I was aware of and I was able to control. Because I guess it gets away from me sometimes if I'm dragging, if I've done maybe 7, 8 in a row.
Yeah.
I could just fade.
It's actually very interesting that he does 1 hour time slots.
And yeah.
It's something that I was considering. And obviously, you'll charge more for an hour time slot. But you know how we were talking about being coaches and trainers?
Yeah.
I think that sometimes, you know, that 45 minutes sometimes that we've got as a standard in our gym at the moment, maybe an hour does work better in terms of getting them, greeting them, because you're not going to lose any more money out of it because obviously you'll charge more for an hour session.
Yeah.
But in terms of you being a coach and outlining, for example, maybe putting on the warm-up, outlining what was going to happen in that actual program that day, 45 minutes obviously is a good session for a general population. And then also that leaves you 15 minutes to both cool down. But I think what's really important and something I've been doing is just adding 5 minutes to most of my clients' time just to talk about what else they need to do in the week.
Yeah, I agree. Like I do I'll do a program overview like before the session starts because I'll bring the stuff up with me. But I don't know if an hour, it all depends what your platform is.
Yeah, his delivery. That's what he wants to deliver.
So what your week looks like. I think adding an hour creates more exclusivity. So it makes you look busier.
It's creating a bit of an experience because we know how, like,
they're paying for his time.
And and it's not something, not everyone can afford personal training.
I wonder what his rates are.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're online. I wonder, man, it's something that I wanted to ask him, but it just didn't come up. Sometimes that happens.
I think because he told us he was in there at 5 and stuff like that.
No, with his rates, though. What do you charge Chloe, and then what do you charge Kevin, who lives around the corner?
I'll tell you what might happen. I reckon that he doesn't charge the celebrities. That's part of the marketing, because they'll boost him on social media, take a picture with him.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, you know.
Interesting.
Just in general pop.
Do you think so?
I think that might be how. Because I know.
How's he making his money then?
A few of my friends actually train a couple of actors, and there's a couple others that train a couple of athletes, and they don't actually charge any.
So what are they making their money at?
So it's just that marketing side. So for example, just say you've got 1 million followers on Facebook, right? And every second week you take a selfie of you two working out, or you put a photo.
Yeah, you're right.
Marketing is worth more than them charging $100.
Yeah, you're right. That has a lot of value, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it's just kind of that offset of him getting from that, which is kind of cool. And he's kind of, that helps you build your profile, and it's good.
You know something I've realized in this last few weeks? It's probably because I've been attempting to figure something out. Is the social media fitness scene is pretty interesting. There's a huge social media fitness movement, but there isn't any social, like, it's not about the coaches. It's about these, like, younger, great-looking dudes with six-packs or girls who look great in bikinis with these huge followings and under the umbrella of being a fitness coach. But you never see the coach with the clients. I wonder if there's...
Interesting, yeah.
You know, like, why do we just hold... Why are we so quick to like and share and follow somebody? And when you think about it, who are they helping?
Like, yeah, you make a good point.
Because it's something that Tiger Lily touched base on, too. I've been thinking about more about when we attach ourselves to other people's paths. And it used to be, oh, I'm stronger than that. But it's not about being strong or weak. It's about the world we live in and about what drives the society. And right now, social media is driving our next step in evolution. So it's only natural to kind of like, am I doing the right thing? Should I be doing more sort of thing? But as you know, I think this is a challenge to all you coaches out there. You know, are you actually coaching, or you know, what are you actually doing? Are you coaching to help people, or are you coaching to get likes?
Motions of 45 minutes, or you actually got?
Are you helping people?
You helping them and trying to get to know them, and like, because a lot of the people, like, the physical comes from another issue. Do you know what I mean? Like, people that are going through, they might be overweight. There's also other issues that they might not, that you need to know about to make the whole plan, because one action step, like, it doesn't matter. I could just say you came in as I came in as you, or you came in as me. We could belt the hell out of each other for 45 minutes. But if we're not sleeping right, if our relationships are bad, there's a whole heap of things that I think young coaches don't consider before they actually start training people.
So many of these factors, if you think of, like, think of this new age of online coaching going on, and you think of maybe this, a guy with 1 million followers, and go to their – think about this, though. Think about what the populace, the general public, pays dollar on. You go to these people's pages. I guarantee, just pick one, guys, whatever you listen, guy or girl, and go to their page. 1 million followers, blue tick, people are buying their programs. Not one of those photos has a picture with that coach and a client. What those photos are with all those ticks are pictures of themselves. So what we're paying for is to look like somebody else. We're not paying because we've seen results.
Yeah.
We're not paying because we've seen these, like, live results. This coach could impact people. No, he has a great body, or she looks amazing, so I'd rather look like them.
Yeah.
That's a big issue.
It is a huge issue. And I think that's social media. But we can touch that. I'd rather talk
about it. How'd you like Dara?
Yeah,
like, what was her energy? Like, her energy.
Her energy was awesome.
Yeah, after she left, you said
it contributed to the actual interview, because
it was an awesome interview.
She was so open from the start, too. She was
There was no wall.
There was no wall. There was no kind of break the ice. We didn't have to tell her that she was amazing, anything like that.
Nothing.
She just wanted to get on and just have a chat. Do you know what I mean? Like I said before the show, let's just pretend we're having drinks at Coogee. Because
it was good.
Because just chill and just show people who you are. Because I think she deserves to show people who she is, because she's doing a fuckload of shit for people. Sorry to swear, but she is.
Whoa. Yeah, for sure. Guys, we're waiting upstairs for Dara. And our office is in the middle of Sydney CBD, so it's lunchtime as well. There's people everywhere. There's a food court. Tristan and I are sitting at this table outside in the food court. And literally, like a scene out of, it reminded me of Legally Blonde. Dara is walking down the middle lane of everybody with the hair in the handbags and with the sunglasses. I was like, oh, that's Dara. That has to be her. If this isn't her, you... Anyway.
I didn't know what to expect because last time I saw her, she had the blue hair. So I was expecting the blue hair. And
Yeah, just cool with a new hair, hearing her thoughts on like the meditation. Meditation is definitely a discipline. Yeah. It's not an action. It's so hard. You have to really put... I like what she said. Like, I'm not good at it. People are like, I got to get good at meditation. No, you just do it. I think that's where I've kind of missed the boat on a little bit. Part of my personality is that if I'm not good at something...
You just want to perfect. You want to be...
I just... Sometimes I won't do it. I need to work on that because I think it's holding me back a little bit. Like with the meditation, Olympic lifting.
Yeah.
Like I like dominating early.
I told you that.
You know?
You told me.
I thought I was going to be able to learn.
Plane in 1 week.
And coach and start coaching it. Yeah, you're like, no way. But it's with meditation, I definitely have, I can relate to that. I guess I need to erase I'm not good at it and just sit in that space.
I really like the fact that she is using her talent for the greater good of others.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think she recognizes that the fact that her talent and her popularity as a DJ, I don't think that's her true calling. I actually think her true calling will be eventually once she decides, because she might be a DJ forever.
I can see her hosting a show. Absolutely. I can see her
doing something that, you know, she already is very, very vocal about, obviously, veganism, about mental health.
Creating a brand.
Yeah, and I think that she'll eventually, you know, when she's in her 30s, I think she'll be great at hosting a show or something down that line that can kind of complement what she really loves. There's just something about her that really just
she has it. She has it, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if
she's very likable.
I wouldn't limit. I mean, I know it's part of our culture, but I wouldn't limit her to an age, though. I wouldn't say when she's in her 30s. I just think that I get what you're saying.
With travel, with being a DJ,
it sounded to me though.
It suits her a lot more in the 20s. I know I tried to travel in my 20s and my 30s, and
it sounded to me though that, like, I wouldn't be shocked if she even stopped DJing in the near future. Like, it didn't sound to me that she's all in with it, or that she just enjoyed the travel. It was really tough on her. And
I can only imagine, like, she does international. I was struggling just doing domestic travel a lot in a row, and I can only imagine her.
What does Hollywood portray a DJ as on movies? Think about this. Like, when you watch a movie, whatever, it's a comedy or a drama action, and there's a DJ in it, think about that character that they get to put, that they write for that script. She is not that character. Like, that, she is not your epitome of what a rock star is. She's a pop star. That's what, and it, if I guess more people were like, maybe they are. I don't get to talk to many famous pop musicians. You know, she's probably one of the first ones. But if they're more out there like her, it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think maybe you should actually... Well, she's brought up Rich Roll so many times. Like I said...
That would have shocked me.
During the actual interview that Travis Barker was on Rich Roll. And he... Like, I don't know too much. Obviously, I've followed his music for his entire career. He's one of the best drummers of all time.
He is, man. I've been listening to Blink's. I was in a Blink 182 cover band. But Travis came on the second album. The original drummer, Scott, left the band after the album Cheshire Cabbies. He thought they weren't going to be famous. Then they did Dude Ranch. And then after Dude Ranch was the first album they ended up getting Travis on. And I think it was Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. Might have been the first album with him on. Or Enema the State. But anyway, he's a beast.
Just to hear Travis even talk about his own battles. Like,
oh, he watched his best friend die of a drug addiction.
Yeah.
Did he talk about that?
Yeah, he did.
He did, DJ AM.
Yeah, that's what we talk about. It was in the first 20 minutes.
They almost died on a plane wreck.
Yeah.
DJ AM, and they both lived. And then he ended up going on this year journey of spreading the word of getting healthy and clean and talking to people about drug addiction, and he OD'd.
Yeah.
Damn.
And even now, like, his wellness program that he does on himself, he wants... So obviously his set's, what, 2-3 hours max?
So Travis Barker's on a wellness journey?
He trains like a beast.
He loves the UFC. He's always at the MMA events.
Like a beast. He says, for that 2-hour set, I cannot be tired for a single second, so I train like a... Like, it's going to be like a world title fight.
You could tell. You could tell. One of my favorite music experiences ever was during the... Blink was touring with a band called Newfound Glory and Alkaline Trio. And I had a buddy, Will, and I. We were 18. We went to like 3 different cities, 3 different nights, and watched them. And Travis... I had never seen anything like this in my life. Travis's drum set elevated over the stage as Mark and Tom are still on stage playing their bass and guitar. And it begins to rotate 360 degrees. And he's upside down, strapped in, killing the 8-part drum thing with a sign that's lit on fire says "fuck." It was, that's burned into my memory.
That has to be one of the most influential bands that I've ever seen.
Dude, like I said, I could. At the time, they took a lot of heat, but they created so many other bands because of Blink.
Yeah. Their music clips.
Oh, were classic. So the videos
was so entertaining.
They were like the anti-boy band at the time because like NSYNC, Boys, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees were real famous, real big. And Blink was like, "Fuck, these guys aren't playing instruments. Fuck these guys. We're fucking rock stars. Yeah, we're making fun of everybody." You know, they were making Eminem, Britney. They're so cool, you're right. They didn't get they did get enough credit, but I'm still a fan. Their newest song is still, I'm still listening to them.
Mate, if they play this out, you'll buy a ticket and
I'm listening to them off of 20 years later. Their last song is, I can't think of it, but anyway, Last Resort.
So just to break it up, takeaway points from Dara's episode.
From Dara's episode, be kind. Like, be kind to people. Don't judge people. Work on yourself.
Be kind to yourself, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, find ways to better yourself each day. Don't be so hard on yourself. I like what she said. She said, "Fuck a morning ritual." You know, I'm into that as well. Like, you don't have to. Whatever works for you, go there.
Find your own path.
Yeah, follow your bliss.
Yeah,
go there. Find it.
She left some great books to follow. Actually,
Eckhart.
No, it's in my. I actually had to take it out because I put my boxing gear in my bag, but it's in the drawer.
Yeah, Eckhart.
I'll be finished it. Hopefully, maybe tonight.
It's a good one, man.
Halfway done. It's good actually because the words are big.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Episode 99 and episode 100, we're bringing it nice and fresh. We've got Whitney Miller, she'll be 99. She is former Miss America, and she's boxed.
Miss Two Jits on social, jiu-jitsu.
She is the girlfriend of Aubrey Marcus.
CEO and founder.
She's doing a lot of things in fitness and
hosting.
Yeah, she hosts a show.
No, what she's doing is she's doing interviewing on Glory Kickboxing. She's involved with Glory. And doing their, I don't know if it's comment. It's not commentary. It's interviewing the fighters.
Yeah, can't wait to speak to Brittany. We saw Wits actually walk past us a few times.
Yeah, she was at the Honest Center.
Yeah,
but Aubrey just posted this awesome post. Did you see it about Whitney? He said 4 years ago we started dating. We started on this journey, and Whitney was trying to figure out how she could get her she wanted to get her foot in the door with interviewing people broadcasting. She just didn't know how to do it, and she did her first Glory show 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome.
It was a cool post.
Find her path, man. She found her path. And then 100th, we got the main man, Joe DeFranco.
Yeah, man. Joe DeFranco, big influencer for us. For you guys out there, the Industrial Strength Show, we can't wait to share this space. We might have to do, it'll probably go over an hour. We might have to do 100 and 101 with it. We'll see what happens. That first one, we could have talked forever. It was so good. He invited us to New York City. So who knows what will happen this one.
Nah, he's the man. So guys, any questions for either Whitney or for Joe, please send them through at info@thevisionboardpodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we would love to feature some of your questions, so get involved.
Yeah, guys, we truly, truly, truly appreciate you joining us on this journey. If you just jumped on this episode, if you've been with us since jump, equally, same amount of love, man. Stay in contact with me, Johnny Stofko, on Insta, Facebook, Twitter, and follow Tristan Cannell, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us. Download us, the Vision Board Podcast.
Awesome. Johnny, great to share the space with two great guests this week, and I can't wait to do it again next week.
Yeah, man, this is like I said, it's the best part of my day, best part of my week, best part of my month. Not only that we get to share space with each other, with guests, but we get to learn and we get to share it with you guys listening at home. So we thank you.
All right, guys, we'll catch you next week.
Peace.
Welcome to the Vision Board Podcast, stories of success from around the world.
You guys are scratching a niche, and that's why this podcast has become popular and successful, is because you guys are scratching an itch. You're enjoying it, and you're also benefiting from the knowledge that people are dropping.
I've never met the person in my life, including my parents, that was able to outwill me about me.
Whatever profession you're in, you need to keep working harder. You know, nothing comes easy these days, and you know, you'll get knocked down, but get back up, that counts, so just keep working hard at it.
You know, you guys said you do stuff, you ask things that aren't Googleable. You guys are two for two.
There's never been a time in my life where anybody ever was able to tell me who I was more than I knew who I was.
To join our vision and follow the journey, please subscribe to the Vision Board Podcast via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher.